The 10th Annual Session of the General Conference. The 10th Annual Session of the General Conference opened in Battle Creek, Friday morning, December 29, 1871. It was a meeting that to a degree would see the fruition of James White's determination to strengthen the base of the work to ensure its future and give him needed relief. It was a meeting of encouraging reports and the laying of long-range plans. The Publishing Association was prospering, having increased its assets by nearly $11,000 during the past 10 months and erected a new building that was to be dedicated in a few days. The Health Institute was doing well. It was managed by Ira Abbey, the first of the picked men to join the business forces in Battle Creek. But James and Ellen White were spent. It was clear that they must get away from the burdens that inevitably rolled upon them when they were in Battle Creek. 14 delegates attended the first meeting. Those from out of the city were entertained at the Health Institute in its recently enlarged building and renovated cottages. Some were there for a week, and some for 2 weeks. It seemed, wrote James White at a later time, to be the highest pleasure of the physicians and helpers to make all feel at home, and to make the occasion a happy one. He commented, "The opportunity for the interchange of thought by those who had intelligently and conscientiously adopted the principles of the great health reformation was excellent, and each seemed to be delighted with the important facts in each other's experience." Ibid, August 20, 1872. Nor was the contribution made by James White to the financial stability and improved situation of the Institute overlooked. Early in the session, an action was taken recognizing this. "Resolved, that we express our gratification with the prosperity and future prospects of the Health Institute, in respect to its financial management, its excellent order, its success in the treatment of disease, and its moral and religious influence. That we consider that this favorable state of the Institute is, under the blessing of God, owing to the interest taken in its behalf by Brother White, to the care and labor of the trustees, and to the faithfulness of the physicians and helpers." Another resolution recognized also James White's untiring efforts in behalf of the Publishing Association. This was followed by one that called for him to be relieved of the burdens entailed in its interests, but that his strength be cherished as a counselor and minister. Before the conference was over, the following interesting action was passed. "Resolved, that the time has now come when it is clearly the duty of the Association to perform an act of justice in paying Brother White the full value of what he freely gave into the hands of the Association in transferring the review to that body." However, in his report of the session, Uriah Smith noted that White declined to accept reimbursement. Ibid, January 16, 1872.